PSR is the largest physician-led organization in the U.S., says Cantor, working to protect the public from threats of nuclear proliferation, climate change, and environmental toxins. The group won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985, and Cantor remembers traveling to Oslo as the medical student representative.
Prior to that, it was common to think that nuclear war was winnable, and the physicians raised awareness that the dangers of nuclear war in terms of human health and survival far outweighed any kind of political benefit, and therefore we needed to prevent nuclear war at all costs.
But opposing nuclear war, nuclear weapons, and proliferation threats also means, for Cantor, taking issue with the development of nuclear technology as an alternative energy source.
Nuclear power is often put forward as a potential solution for climate change because of the decreased carbon production. But throughout the entire fuel cycle, from the beginning, from the mining of the uranium all the way through to the production of the electricity and then the creation of the nuclear waste, which also produces nuclear weapons, it actually doesn't help the environment or climate change.
There is a new generation of integral fast reactor, one that proponents say solves some of the historically intractable problems associated with nuclear technology. What to do with the waste is one of the naughtiest. And while a new IFR has yet to be built on a commercial scale, scientists say this design essentially recycles large amounts of waste, leaving behind less toxic radioactive matter. But that doesn't change PSR's opposition.
The nuclear industry in particular has not had a successful track record, and there's always something new down the road which will potentially solve all the problems that we've had right to this point. What we found, though, is that the technology is never cheap enough or safe enough or clean enough to really solve our problems. And the whole basis behind a whole new generation of nuclear power plants is really being driven by special interests in the nuclear industry, who, of course, wants to maintain this as a solution, even though the economics are against it, the safety record is against it.
In order for nuclear technology to become a viable form of alternative energy that would make a substantial impact on global warming, the industry would have to build between 1,000 and 1,500 new nuclear reactors, says Cantor, citing data from an MIT study.
And when you think about where the energy is actually going to be needed that we're supposedly building these plants for, two-thirds of the energy in the next 50 years is going to be mostly in developing countries, not here in the United States.
So those new nuclear plants would have to be built in places that aren't typically seen as technologically advanced.
If Fukushima can happen in the most technologically advanced society in the world, perhaps Japan, you can imagine what would be likely to happen if there were nuclear power plants scattered throughout the planet.
But consider the fact that GE Nuclear is a major contributor to the economic vitality of the Cape Fear region.
When we think about really what kind of investments we're making in our energy and future here now, do we choose things that are going to perhaps give someone else more money but risk our lives, or do we try to find technologies and livelihoods that do both, that both support the ecosystem and maintain a sustainable life while providing jobs and the right kind of lifestyle for our kids?
Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.